Hello everyone, this is Rafat Zaini and welcome to the Ice Cream of Success podcast. Today's episode is Sesame Street. My relationship with the English language started when I was in the raps. For as you know, I was born in Scotland. But unlike the children of my father's friends who remained longer in the UK, I did not get the chance to speak the language as we moved back home before I completed my first year as a newborn. So while they were saying mommy, daddy, please and thank you, I could barely say mama and baba. My mother used to turn on the TV for me to watch Sesame Street before the Arabic version arrived. I loved it. I learned how to count from 1 to 12 and pronounce the letters A to G. I liked to show off my English in front of the children of my father's friends by switching the topic to numbers so I could count anyway. Between you and me, some characters from Sesame Street scared me. Ernie's buddy Bert was one of them for sure. I grew up watching my Uncle Jamil bring Time magazine and other foreign publications to my grandfather's house. I remember admiring their bright and glossy covers and fancy pictures. The cramped content and small font dazzled me. I marveled at my uncle's ability to flip the pages and read with noticeable ease. I wondered if I could ever be like him one day. When I entered middle school, I felt like I owned the world. I felt immense pride when I wrote letters between the red and dashed blue lines of my English notebook, and when I spelled out and read coherent sentences aloud. My teacher had us walk towards the door or the window and say, "I'm going to the window, I'm going to the door." Every word and sentence I pronounced propelled me to unprecedented heights. My first trip to the US was in the summer following my first year in high school. I spent countless hours with my aunt in her small and tastefully decorated apartment, while her husband prepared for his dissertation defense. I followed my aunt around the apartment asking her what each item was called in English, then wrote those words carefully in my small and decorated notebook with a Grandizer sticker on its front cover. My vocabulary spanned from spices on the shelves to cooking utensils in drawers. The blue notebook remains one of my most valued possessions. Due to my advanced language skills, I was nominated and accepted to join the Saudi Greek American Friendship Boy Scout Camp in the US in 1984. That trip deserves its own episode. During my senior year in high school, I was impressed by my friend's fluency in English. He graduated a year prior and attended King Fahd University of Petroleum and Minerals, KFUPM, in Tehran. I noticed his ability to understand and sing along with popular songs by the Bee Gees, Madonna, and Barbara Streisand, which excited me and for other reasons to attend KFUPM. And so I did. I jumped to a whole different level in college. I had to memorize roughly 30 new vocabulary words every week. I kept busy watching Aramco's TV channel. I watched cartoons to improve my listening and pronunciation, not to mention singing along with Madonna, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, and George Michael, whose songs blasted through my Walkman day in and day out. During my first visit home back from college, I used every opportunity to flaunt my new vocabulary in front of friends and family. I passed the second level, 002, in my second semester of orientation year and joined the ranks of upperclassmen. The most delightfully complex words came from students who lived in the line dorms, especially those who had returned from the co-op training trips in Japan or China. I enjoyed their company and rich conversations. which were mainly about their romantic adventures abroad. I understood half of what they said, nodded along to the other half, then rushed back to my dorm room to fetch them in my dictionary. I did not stop at that. I casually sprinkled words such as unfortunately, exactly, and what a coincidence in my conversations with them. With every passing semester, classes demanded significant reading and writing, thus sharpening my language mastery even further. After graduation, I followed my friend's advice and took the test of English as a foreign language, TOEFL, to assess my language skills. I was delighted when I passed with flying colors. The bar was even raised at work. My colleagues read books on management and comedy. One such book was The Dilbert Principle. I remember it was during a business trip when I saw the book with a colleague I had recently come to know. He used to read the book aloud and laugh. Sometimes I pretended to understand, then I went back to my dictionary and chuckled. The graduate record exam, GRE, vastly expanded my vocabulary too. I listened to cassettes on my way to and back from work to prepare for the exam. I also attended professional training, listened to audiobooks, and read machine user manuals. But it wasn't until I translated articles from English to Arabic that I became truly confident in my skills. When I traveled to the US for my master, I fell in love with the popular TV series The X-Files. I also enjoyed watching cartoons with my children, such as Arthur Adventures and Blue's Clues. All TV shows and TV sets at the time had a closed captioning feature enabled, an excellent visual aid for language practice. Aside from pursuing multiple degrees in US universities, I continued to read about various topics and volunteer with nonprofit organizations, which gave me more opportunities to practice and improve my language mastery. As one of my friends used to say regarding language and other skills, if you don't use it, you lose it. Years went by, and here I am, a college professor teaching at a US public university, and I still burst with childish joy every time I learn a new word. I feel immensely gratified whenever I flip through a magazine's pages or an academic article and remember those flashy magazines from my youth and the symbols I wish to understand one day. It all began with Sesame Street. It was like the magical phrase, "Open Sesame," that opened the gates of possibilities to valuable treasures of knowledge and connections with different cultures and diverse ethnicities. By the way, I adore the Arabic language. I was keen for my children to master both Arabic and English. My roots are in Arabic. It is the language of my dreams and the expression of my thoughts and feelings. But that's a story for another time. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.